Let me finish this up and move on. Verse 21. Let me finish verse 20, which he wrought in Christ. Y'all taking it down too fast. Which he wrought in Christ. This is Ephesians 1:20. The Amplified says, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Now listen, I must continue with the Amplified. Verse 21. Listen what it says. Verse 21. Far above all. Say far above all. He did not say barely above all. He said far above all. How much is all, y'all? How much is all? It's everything. That means there's nothing left. There is not one thing left. Far above all. Woo. Woo. Rule. What's that? Rule. Authority. Power. Dominion. And every name. So the big thing is going now is COVID-19, right? Am I right? Is that the big thing going? What did he just say? So what are we going to do? Are we going to panic? Are we going to throw our hands up? Or are we going to take our stand? You know, let me just take a side thought here. Really not a side thought. But if you will study Paul's writing, Paul wrote half of the New Testament. Out of all the writers, he wrote half of it. You can count the letters, he wrote about half of it. And matter of fact, mighty well go ahead and read it to you. Because see, this is how we're going to get there. So if you will put up for me, I know I'm jumping, but I have to follow the Holy Ghost. If you will put up for me Colossians chapter 1 and verse 24. I can read this in Ephesians 2, but I'm going to read this and we're coming back there, and then I'm coming right back to Colossians, because that's where we're going. That was my jump-off point. At least I thought. Are you ready? Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Let me see if I'm going to start at verse 20. Yeah, he said, this is the King James, who now rejoices in my suffering. See, he's writing this letter to the Colossian believers. And they beat Paul. He was shipwrecked. He was left for dead. He was beaten 5 times, I believe. 40 stripes, save one. That means 39. He suffered. He was cold. He was in the cold. He was naked. He was hungry. He fasted. They were out on this Adriatic Sea. They battled this hurricane, this storm, for several weeks. And at the end of it, they had to throw everything off because they wouldn't listen to Paul. They had to throw everything off. And he said, now, you wouldn't listen to me at the beginning when I told you not to loose from Crete and sail, because they said it looked like it's safe, but Paul said it's not good. They wouldn't listen to him. They listened to the other fellow. And they was out there. They fought that storm for 14 days. They hadn't eaten a thing. Are you hearing me? And then he said this. He said, this night an angel of the Lord stood before me and told me that no life will be lost, but the ship will. You're going to lose the ship. But everybody, it was 200 and something. I think it was 270, or maybe 272, something, somewhere in there. People was on there. He said, there'll be no life lost. And he said to the other, they, you know, on those huge ships, they have little ships, little boats. And these guys, some of them going to slip and cut the cord and try to get away. And Paul reminds the leaders, say, if they try to cut those cords and drop those boats, they're not going to make it. They're going to have to stay on the ship. Y'all remember that? They're going to have to stay with the ship. But here's my point, where I want you to see that this gospel came with a price. If you're going to live godly, Paul didn't have 1 Peter, 2 Peter. Paul didn't have Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, Colossians, and Paul didn't have Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians. When he was going, he didn't have it. He wrote it. You understand what I'm saying? He couldn't go to chapter 5 and verse 16 because it wasn't written yet. What he had were those scrolls. I don't even know if he had the gospel, because the gospel is during Jesus' lifetime. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But here's what I'm saying. This man went through hell to get this revelation. So you and I, you're sitting here in a cool building. Huh? Hear me speak with no pressure on you. But this man went through all kind of hell. And persecution, because to get this recorded, to hear from the Holy Ghost and write it down and leave it here so you and I can have it and read it today. This revelation that God revealed to him, this truth he has learned by revelation. I can show you. I don't have time today, but I'll make mention of it. It's in Galatians chapter 1. Go there and read it. He said, if anybody come to you preaching anything else besides what I've given you, let him be accursed. Am I right? So, he wanted you and me to get this revelation. Because this was the beginning of the gospel, and men and in anything thing that began, it should progress to come what? Better, stronger, and greater. Huh? And this was the beginning of the faith walk. And people, that devil fought like everything to keep this revelation away from us. So he could continue, even though you're free, just like when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, that slavery would no longer be practiced anymore in this country. You know, it continues just like it wasn't signed. Huh? Come on. But until one day somebody stood up and said, if we've been free, I want my freedom. I'm telling you, Jesus has set you free, and you need to stand up and say, I am not going to put up with this sickness and disease. I'm not going to live this life on this earth afraid of COVID-19. I'm not going to live. It's here, but I'm not going to live here in fear of it. I'm not going to do it.